Isaac, what time did you, how many hours of sleep did you get? Okay, seriously though, like how many did you?
Dude, I didn't get like an hour, I got like 40 minutes.
Are you
what?
Serious?
Oh my god. Teenager therapy,
because we have problems too. Hi everyone, welcome to Teenager Therapy. I'm Kyle.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Mark.
I'm Isaac.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Woo.
What's up?
Woo, you're so excited to be here. Yeah, there's not really much to say, honestly. I don't have any pre-podcast announcements. Everything's pretty... Everything... No, I lied. You know, it seems like every time we start the podcast, there's always something going wrong.
I know.
Like, we're always short on time. And this time, Thomas has to leave in 5 minutes. He's actually getting ready to leave right now.
Yeah, I'm leaving in 5 minutes. So unfortunately, I won't be able to speak much about this topic.
You want to say all your thoughts right now and I could edit it in later?
I mean, I don't have time, but like when I get back, I can probably just say what I can say. But
okay,
it's just unfortunate that I can't like get my input with everyone else.
Yeah, it sucks.
Aww.
Gonna miss you, Thomas.
Wait, so we're actually gonna do it without him?
Yeah, we have to.
I mean, no one wants me here. I'm kidding. It's just Kyle. He doesn't care. Do you? Answer my question.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm going to ignore that. Dude, you know, I'm kind of... I should, like... Some people say they like my voice, so it just puts pressure on me, because then I feel like I have to, like, sound super, like... perfect and professional, and I can't really like raise my voice because then I make really weird sounds. So I think I'm just gonna go for more of a serious tone this episode. Anyways, so today's topic is actually gonna be a little more about okay, so this episode we're talking about anxiety, and originally we were gonna do sexuality because a lot of you guys said you wanted an episode on that, and yesterday, we're filming this on Friday, so yesterday was National Coming Out Day, and I kind of wanted to do an episode in light of that, and I think someone said October is LGBT History Month.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were going to do it on that, but we noticed a lot. We like asked. It was either because we on our story we asked you guys, what do you guys want to see an episode on, and most of the responses were either LGBTQ related or anxiety. And like, I've noticed that over the past few months, anxiety has been like popping up a lot more.
Like, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but like, I've noticed that it's been popping up frequently. Like, a lot more people are talking about it. And like, I don't know why. I don't know if they like something happened or people are just feeling anxious.
Wait,
now.
Like social media or?
Yeah, I see it a lot on social media. And you know the school newspaper we got?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it had an article
yeah.
on anxiety.
It was
for, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was like, why is it everywhere now? It seems like I'm starting to see it more.
Mm-hmm. But that's a good thing, though. Coming into light.
Yeah. Because, so, I was reading articles, and a lot of the articles said that anxiety overtook depression as the most common mental illness. I think, was it in college students? Something like that. Don't quote me on this, but apparently anxiety is more common now than depression, which is weird because it's kind of like, I wonder why it's getting so much more common now.
Wait, what is anxiety? Can you define that for me?
Yes, I may. So... anxiety. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna Google it because.
Bye.
I should probably say my farewells to the episode right now.
Bye, guys. I'll see you later.
Yeah, they got their ghost, Thomas.
Bye.
Okay, so let me just search it up because I don't want to get the wrong definition and like offend someone because that would suck.
No bueno.
Yeah, and this is a sensitive topic, so if we offend someone or say something that's not accurate or we're misinformed, please let us know so we could, you know, learn from it.
Yes.
So anxiety is described as intensive, excessive, and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations, fast heart rate, rapid breathing, sweating, and feeling tired may occur. And I guess it's, you just feel, when you have social anxiety, I think there's two different things, anxiety and social anxiety.
Really?
I think so. I'm not sure though. It might be the same thing. But anxiety is basically, you know that feeling when you're about to speak in front of the class, oh, yeah, or you're about to get some test results and you're like super nervous, you feel, mm-hmm, it in your stomach.
Butterflies in your stomach?
Yeah. It's that, but you feel it all the time.
Oh.
And it's like, it's more intense. So you just feel nervous and paranoid about like everything that's happening. And that's what it describes that. And I know some people for social anxiety, it's when...
In a social setting?
Yeah, in a social setting, you kind of shut down and people think you're shy because of it, but it's usually because you're just like, you have that social anxiety. Anxiety could be a lot of things, honestly. And have you guys ever felt any of that? Well, okay. Yeah, go.
Well, you're saying like if we felt it, but how do we know if it's like anxiety?
Yeah.
That's my question, because I don't know if I've felt that before. Like some of the things you said, yeah, but I don't know if it's like classified as anxiety.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, is it just being nervous or is it having anxiety?
I think it's being nervous.
You think so? Yeah, I think so too. But, I mean, if you say like, no, I don't like being around people because I get really nervous when I'm around people, is that social anxiety?
Exactly. I don't know.
That's weird.
What's the difference between social anxiety and regular anxiety?
Isaac, we literally been just through this. Talked about that. Like...
Let me search that up.
Yeah, wait, yeah, you didn't even search it up.
Wait, because anxiety is just being nervous, like I said, right?
Yeah, no. So social anxiety is the fear of being judged by others.
Ooh.
Oh.
Thomas has that.
Really?
Yeah, it sucks he's not here. So Thomas has like a huge fear of... Thomas has a huge fear of being embarrassed in public and like having attention on him in public. So if you say a joke about him and a group of people, he'll get like really embarrassed and shy and like upset and mad. And he doesn't like being the center of attention. So like if you're like being really loud and obnoxious and there's a lot of people nearby, he's like, okay, be quiet. Don't do that right now.
But are you sure it's not just like something else?
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
Yeah, because like I also felt like that before.
Yeah,
you don't want that attention. You think it's normal.
Yeah,
that's why it's really hard to like tell the difference between like if it's normal or it's actually anxiety.
Yeah. How do they diagnose it?
I think you have to have certain symptoms. Panic attacks.
Search it up.
I think you have to.
Yeah,
have panic
I know
attacks.
Panic attacks are common. Ooh. Like when people are around you, you just started like tense up.
I think I've got one before.
Panic attack.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Ooh, maybe like a long time ago as a kid.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was like, it was on a field trip, and I did not. It was really hot. It was really hot, and then all these other things. I didn't get what I want, that type of stuff, and I sort of like cried out. Just wanted to pee by myself, that kind of thing.
Or was that you just being upset then?
It's different. Like I felt like all my just my body just wanted to collapse. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then your mind is like, so much is going through your mind, but it was a long time ago. So,
but then I feel like, ooh, because I think panic attacks was one of the biggest like factors of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just nothing has triggered it.
What do you mean?
You've been getting everything you wanted. For
damn.
Since that day,
somebody take away his hydro flask.
No, okay. No, it was okay. I'm gonna give more like context. I was at a field trip, and it's so dumb. So at there was like these events, and I didn't get picked, and I've been raising my hands, and I never got picked. So you know, me being a kid, like I,
you being you, you mean?
What the freak? Yeah, I just. Yeah.
You what? Finish it.
Damn, was I spoiled? Could that be it?
Is that
Wait,
why
oh
you
yeah,
don't,
you're
you
an
never...
only child.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh
this all makes
sense. This all makes sense. Yeah. I would be like, yeah, buy it. Buy that. Buy this.
Oh, that's so true. Oh my god. I never
Damn.
Wow, new discovery.
Marcus. Well, we new discovery.
Am I actually like follow the only child syndrome?
Save it for the next podcast.
Next podcast, listen up.
Okay, but back on anxiety. Yeah. So that's interesting because you said you had like a panic attack, which is interesting. So like
I think I got like others, but I don't know if they're actually panic attacks.
Describe them.
I remember like having one here.
Really?
But I don't think you guys like noticed.
In Thomas's house?
Yeah. I might have.
It was really dark. It was during like a podcast. We were like near the end. It was really dark and I just like I got scared. I started looking around and
oh, Mark's scared of the dark.
Okay, I've been scared of the dark.
Okay, yeah, but what happened?
Yeah, but like and then somebody brought up like drugs and an overdose. It was Mildred, right?
Oh.
Someone brought it up and I just started like picturing that.
What? Mildred?
No, just like
like drugs like, and overdose.
People overdosing. Oh, yeah. I don't know. That kind of like disturbs me. And then I just got like crazy. It was crazy.
Really? What episode was it? Probably like episode 2.
Damn.
That's when it was dark.
It got to that point where like we're saying what episode it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I think episode
be like
2.
The first one.
Yeah, I think episode 2.
Oh, well, that's interesting. What other times have there been?
No, I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. No, but the one in the dark, it was really crazy. Like, I never experienced something like
that. What did you feel?
I just started panicking.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah. I don't... I cooled down, like, after, like, a minute.
Oh.
Right. Yeah. But okay. I just started seeing, like, figures, like, right there. Like, that creeps me out. I just felt like I was in, like, a close room. A small room.
You got claustrophobic?
Ooh. Maybe. Ooh. That's the fear of small like, rooms, right?
Yeah, small rooms. Yeah. Tight spaces, not being able to move.
No.
Oh. Okay. Wow, okay.
Just felt like I couldn't breathe.
I feel like maybe.
But I don't know.
'Cause you've had, maybe it's just you haven't had any like situations where you got like pushed to that point where you're like, I'm freaking out.
Well, if you have to get pushed to a point, like I don't think it's anxiety. Anxiety isn't that just like... Is this going to be common in your everyday life if you're diagnosed with anxiety?
Yeah. 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 Like some people, I think it's just that like for no reason, like there's no reason to be anxious, but yet they still are. And that's why people like hate it so much. Cause like,
yeah.
Like I'm so tired of being feeling this way.
And isn't there like another thing where it's like one small thing and then they just think about it all day? And
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Look at an example on that. So. Okay. There's someone really close to me, and they have, like, anxiety problems. They're in my family, and, yeah, like you said, there's, like, one thing. They can't stop thinking about it. You can, like, get one problem, like, pretending, like, you don't know where your charger was or something, and they will spend the whole day, wow. And, like, I don't know, like, the way they act, they, like, move around a lot. They're, like, they just want, they want to do that task. They want to meet, like, your expectations. And yeah, that always happens.
Wow.
Every time, literally every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like normally, I'll get over it 10 minutes.
10 minutes, you can't.
Yeah. 10 minutes, and it's just like it never happened.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
Okay, I'll start setting timers.
What do you mean?
To know when to talk to you.
Wait, what?
If something ever happens and you're upset, put a timer 10 minutes. Then you should be good.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty good at that. I don't really get, like, worried.
Worried?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if I lose something, no. Like, if it, you know, if it's lost,
wow,
it's
you
lost
your phone and you seem very worried.
Because it's an iPhone 10.
Yeah, okay. But I wasn't really, like, worried, like, about a cry. No.
You seemed like it.
No.
Not gonna lie.
No.
You seemed like you were about to, like,
in my head,
break down.
In my head, like, most thing that could happen to me was, you know, like, get talked to, and that's it.
And then get a new one.
No. Downgrade.
Sorry for
iPhone
the baby
8.
Noises. Sorry. You know, we're still trying to fix that, but babies are babies. Sorry. Okay. Hmm. Well, I mean, panic attacks can happen for no reason. I was like reading up on it. And mm-hmm. There is another disorder.
Dessert.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's called panic syndrome. Ooh. And it's basically you just get random panic attacks for no reason. But I think in terms of anxiety, I think there's like certain triggers that cause it. Like for social anxiety, I know people get it when there's like a ton of a large group of people, like especially celebrities. It's like a large group of people and they're getting rushed and like, oh, can I take a picture? Can I get an autograph? And there's just so many and they feel so like, I don't know, they get pushed to a limit where they just like break down and start just freaking out because of the large groups of people.
Do you know a celebrity that happened to them?
Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, Selena Gomez is like in therapy right now because she like some mental thing stuff happened and she's like had a breakdown. I don't know, like it happened to Cameron Dallas, I think. I saw like
did it really?
Yeah, I saw like a random clip and it's just like I saw a random clip.
Well, wait, never mind.
It was not the Netflix.
What? It was. I watched it.
It's because I watched one episode of it.
No, I watched all of it.
Oh my god. I watched like, I don't know why I was watching the Cameron Dallas series on Netflix, but I watched it and it was like him having a panic attack.
Wait,
like,
it was the one where with Macon, right?
I don't know. Okay, I watched one episode and did not pay attention.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
What happened to him?
He was at like the show and like I think he was with his fans.
Oh yeah.
And like, they were all like trying to get pictures with him and touching him and doing all this stuff. And then he kind of like freaked out, went backstage and like he was like crying, he was shaking, he was like, he was just panicking over it.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go pee.
Same, I need to go.
Me too.
Go. Okay.
Intermission. Are we back from intermission?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my god.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Okay, yeah, everyone had to take a bathroom break, so I don't even know where we left off.
Anxiety.
Oh, really?
Really?
Really? Are we doing anxiety? Man. Dude, so, okay. Yeah. I feel like us trying to, like, accurately describe what anxiety is and all the symptoms and how you, like, how people get diagnosed with it, it's, like, it's not really
what they want to hear.
Yeah, and it's not what I want to talk about.
All right, what like, do you want
to
talk about?
I just want to talk about our personal experiences because people didn't come to hear a TED Talk about anxiety.
True, true.
They want to hear from us, especially Kayla, because you
talked about this episode. Yes, Kayla, go Kayla.
You were so happy. So you know what? Let's target Kayla.
No, not me first. Isaac.
No,
Isaac
Kayla, first. Put it on me, okay. Kayla.
Isaac, come on.
Why? Okay, what do you want me to say?
Exactly. I need time to think.
So my experiences with
No. I was just like, how do you feel about like social settings? Because I know you're pretty introverted.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like when you're around people. Like when you're around your friends, you're fine. But when you're around like large groups of people, you like don't really like being, you know, the center of attention or like bringing a lot of attention to yourself.
Oh no! Okay. Talk to the mic. So I don't feel like this anxiety though, but it's like you're in a large group of people. They're usually all friends. If you don't know them, like you're not gonna talk to them a lot. Obviously, you're gonna talk to your friends a lot more.
Yeah.
But never mind. I was going to say something, but, like, it's just me talking about anxiety instead of freaking...
No, talk about it.
No, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's whatever you experience. It. Yeah, whatever what do you want to speak about.
Okay, so... I forgot. Hold up.
Your experience. What do you feel?
Oh, yeah. So, like I was saying, if you're in a large group of people that you don't... If you're in a large group of people that you don't know... I feel like it's normal to be like you don't really want to share your feelings or emotions.
Yeah,
but if you have anxiety, aren't you constantly with like that? Like, do these people with anxiety even have friends? Because anxiety, like, you couldn't even really be social with people. So wouldn't friends be like a stretch?
I think they do have friends.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
so. What made them not like anxious around those people then?
Because they bring them like a sense of comfort.
Yeah.
Because I had my best friend, like she has anxiety, but like she still had friends, you know? It's just it would affect her sometimes. And she would have like panic attacks and
really?
Yeah.
Whoa. How did she get them?
What do you mean?
When do you know when she got the?
Oh yeah, she would tell me, and like you could just see it on her face. And I don't know. I felt so bad because like there's nothing I could do, you know. And
yeah. What?
Well, like comfort them, obviously, mm-hmm. but like it's nothing long term.
I feel like it has to like the whole they still have friends thing. It has to do with, you know, overcoming your fears, because you know a treatment for anxiety is you get faced, like if you're scared of clowns. Or if you're scared of spiders, they put a ton of spiders on you until you get over that fear. Because that's like confronting your fears. And I feel like to make friends, you kind of have to confront that fear of talking to people and get comfortable with them.
Yeah, but you really need like that good person. Because like if you get someone that's just not going to be a lot, like really comforting, it's just going to make your anxiety even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you find that right person, it's just, you have to be, sometimes you have to be really lucky though. Because not everybody's a good person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dang. Like, you know what would... Like, it sucks when you have panic attacks in school, though, because I feel like some teachers could definitely cause a panic attack on the students. And anxiety is sort of starting to become more acknowledged. And I feel like teachers in schools should do kind of like play a bigger role in that. Like if a student has a panic attack, they should give them a second like to go outside, take 5 minutes, just kind of get a breath of fresh air and kind of like figure themselves out.
Do teachers not do that?
I don't think so. Well, I think if you ask, probably, but there's some that are like,
I think it depends on the teacher.
Yeah,
it's like there's some teachers that are like aware.
Yeah,
then there's some like,
don't care.
Exactly,
they're like, no, my work is important. You have to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Anyways, now that you had time to think, Kayla.
Yes, Kayla.
So like, Kayla, how do you think you have like, how do you? You said you're pretty shy, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that like big groups scare you, like parties or like crowds and stuff?
Not parties, just like.
Damn, is she out here?
Wow. No. Wow. It's just like sometimes big crowds of people that like I don't really know or talk to, I get like more reserved. Like I won't really say anything. And like during the first few episodes, I didn't really talk to Isaac or Mark or like not even Gael that much, but like we were friends. And so that's why like I was kind of more reserved, shy, quiet when talking. But now like I know you guys better, so.
That's whatever. Yay. We'll see her true self.
Yeah. Okay, calm down.
When she's hiding the secret mind of Kayla Suarez.
You can make a documentary.
I'm a sociopath.
Oh, my God. Oh my.
No, guys, I was a sociopath.
Dad. I think I might be.
No.
I got oh my vibes. God, I got no. vibes.
Damn. I have look some symptoms him. Of it.
Yeah. What?
So
being that a little smile.
Sociopath what? Symptoms? Well, by time until Thomas gets here. So I was searching into, because, okay, I was looking at the Jake Paul video, right?
I haven't seen the new episode.
Okay, well,
Shane Dawson?
Not the
Dawson?
Most recent, the second to most recent.
Okay, the enemies of Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That was the second.
The one where Shane finally meets Jake Paul for the first
second
time.
Second episode. No, that's the third. Yeah.
That's like the
wait.
Fourth.
Wait, it's an it's episode.
The fourth? The fourth one just
bro, came out. It's an episode.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. So I was watching an episode where Shane goes to his house. And then, like, during this one conversation, they're talking a lot about Jake and how he feels in people. And, like, parts of it were also, like, he feels like he needs to be the best at everything he does. And he wants to make his parents proud. And, like, I forgot what they said, but part of that was, like, it has to do with, like, being competitive and doing anything possible to complete your goals.
Oh
yeah,
no matter what, like what they cause, what, consequences.
No matter what the consequences are, like you're driven by like that, like I have to do this, and there's like it doesn't matter what I have to do in order to get it. Okay. and then I read some of the symptoms, and some of them were like,
what are the symptoms?
Lack empathy. And what has been the biggest controversy around me in like every episode is Thomas complaining about me lacking empathy and thinking too logically.
Yeah.
And that was like a big one. There's also one that they a symptom that was they tend to be really good at like what's the word when you
smooth talker?
Smooth talker.
Yeah.
And it said like people often fall in love with them because of the words they say, and especially people with low self-esteem and like low confidence. And not to like, you shade anyone, but, I mean, Thomas, that was basically the description of Thomas when he, like, I first met him. He was like,
okay.
No.
That's so mean.
God damn, he's Thomas not even here.
Thomas isn't here to defend himself.
Okay, Thomas admitted it in the last episode.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's like, fine.
He was very, like, self, yeah, you know.
Aware.
Yeah, self-aware and stuff. And I was like, oh, shoot. Like, I don't even do it intentionally. Like, I don't know. But apparently I am.
Well, do you know what you do to him?
Whoa. Like, what?
Oh my, yeah. No, like, are you aware no, like, when you're...
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what effects you have on Thomas?
Yes.
But you don't care.
No, what, you don't. No. Wait, what does that mean? Like,
effects?
Like, I know when like...
The symptom is being a smooth talker, right?
Yeah.
Why is that so bad?
Because people... The other side of it is that they're also really bad at, like, being mean. And, like, making you feel bad. And, like, turning it on them. And, like, just being so...
Manipulative.
Yeah.
Manipulation.
I don't think I've ever really done that. Like, I don't like being mean to someone.
Yeah, but
unless they, like... They're, like... It's a good reason. Yeah, nah. Ooh. It has to be a good reason. I don't just get mad because, like, I don't agree with them. If it's, like, okay, well, that was too far. Let me go ahead and, like... You know. Talk to you. Anyways, but Mark says I'm manipulative.
Yes.
Like, he's been wanting to bring it up to me for so
long.
Whoa. No.
Yeah.
Bro. Kyle is manipulative.
Right?
Wait, so give me examples.
What, yeah, examples.
Okay, what I told Kyle. So in the last podcast, Thomas didn't want to talk about himself, right? But
in
guess
the,
what?
In the
guess
last
what,
one?
Not last one. Like, first episode?
First episode.
Then guess what happened in the end of the podcast?
Let me give some context.
You just get your way every time.
Exactly. Okay, so in the first episode,
that's what I'm saying.
We all said we should talk about the problems we have with each other. And Thomas, there was like a big fight that we cut out. And Thomas was like, I don't want to talk about me. I don't want to have anything to do with me. But in the end, we eventually did address his problems.
Oh,
and there was
God.
Also a huge part that like it got corrupted, so we couldn't include it. And it was like a super good part. Probably one of the best conversations we've had because it was like genuine.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's being manipulative because I didn't.
No, I noticed like the way the stuff he said.
The way you were.
You were really? being dominant. You were like, yeah.
What?
Let's talk about this.
Or you make them feel guilty for not doing something. I hate that so much.
What?
Like when people make you feel guilty just because you don't want to do something. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm not aware.
Maybe
of
you
it.
Don't see it.
I don't see it. I wasn't like, that wasn't my intention. And but then he just kind of started to like want to talk about himself
because you got him to you manipulator.
Well, we'll have to go back and listen to it and like analyze my words. But I don't think so.
The addiction, bro.
Isaac, what's your example?
My example, I don't have a specific example, but like you always, the guilt thing. You always do that with a lot of people.
Give an example. I want to hear something.
So like Kayla said, Gael, Gael manipulates people by like making them feel guilty. So the most common way Gael does this is somebody doesn't want to do something, so then he makes them feel guilty about it, and then they end up doing it.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
What do I say?
Like, he just, at first, they can be like, they don't want to do it, and you just, I don't know.
I feel like it's like...
You're like smooth talking.
Exactly. When you see an opportunity, you take that opportunity.
But is that necessarily a bad thing?
I don't, like, when I say, it's like, because most of the time, it's not like I'm pressuring you to, like, do weed, do the marijuana, smoke. I'm usually pressuring to, like, come on, go to the gym. You have to. Come on, eat healthy. Like,
being like that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, manipulating by making them feel guilty is always a bad thing because, for example, like, the gym, if you're, like, motivating someone like Thomas to go, of course he's gonna feel guilty because like he's not committed, but you have good intentions. You want him to go so he can stay fit.
I think maybe I should. I feel like maybe
not just be you, bro. Just be a sociopath.
Oh my God,
it's okay. We accept you.
We accept you.
But I don't know. Have I ever like pressured you to do something that
the
was
gym.
Like bad?
Oh, in the bad.
Not bad.
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Another symptom was say they're super competitive, right? And they want to, like, they do anything to achieve their goals. And this was, like, the biggest point that was, like, oh, shoot, I relate to Jake Paul in, like, a big way. Like, I've always said it. I want to be the best at everything I do. Because if not, then, like, what's the point?
Isn't that normal, though?
Yeah.
I feel like everybody feels like that. Is it differences, like, they go overboard? Or what?
I think so. I think because they lack empathy.
Oh, they don't care about...
There's basically no limits.
Wow. And that's how you feel?
No.
No.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. You know, I feel like sociopath is, like, a scary word.
I know. What was that one thing you told me?
It's actually only called, like... antisocial personality disorder. That sounds a lot nicer.
Antisocial. Wait,
I mean, for Melendez, you know how we had to do like that essay with a partner?
What?
Mine was about serial killers, and that's one of
them. Gael,
I'm a serial killer.
Oh my gosh! Watch your Honey Bunches and Honey Nut Cheerios.
Watch your back, Mark.
not my mini guts.
You too.
Oh.
Yeah, like, it's not even that, like, you know, it's pretty common. A lot of people have it. Aggression is rarely a symptom. It's just, like, certain things. But I feel like the symptoms are pretty vague. Mm. Like you said, like, aren't we all like that?
Yeah.
But yeah, ooh, manipulativeness is a symptom.
That's what I've been saying, bro.
Ooh,
that's what
I've been saying. Apparently, they're, like, they tend to try to seduce and ingratiate themselves with the people around them for their own gain or for entertainment. But this doesn't mean they're all exceptionally charismatic. It may be true of some, and it is often said that psychopaths are superficially charming. But I see... Okay, yeah.
I don't know about you, but...
I don't think you're a sociopath.
Yeah.
You're fine.
They're often deceitful, so they're able to, like, lie to get, like, their own way and get out.
You don't lie.
We don't lie around here.
We all lie.
Okay, but...
Do you
like,
lie?
That
I don't recall. Well, that's because you lied to me and I didn't know.
Ooh.
Isn't that like something like you never
all along.
you never know if someone's lying to you until
have you guys made like any
wait, is lying bad lies recently? Is lying no.
What?
I
made a bad lie recently.
You've been a bad liar?
I'm trying to think.
Someone asked for colored pencils. I said I didn't have them. I was just too lazy to take them out.
Bro, oh my gosh.
Dude.
All right,
sometimes I do that in Avid for paper because I don't want to take out my binder.
But I felt guilty. I just brought them out and be like, oh yeah, I found them.
Damn.
The I mean, you're a good liar.
I was manipulated.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Bro, how's your experience?
are you a psychopath? Sociopath?
Sociopath.
Dude, you're right.
Maybe. Yeah. Wow.
She's not okay.
Impulsivity is another symptom.
What's that?
Oh, no.
I think I'm impulsive.
What's that?
I'm really, like, I'm spontaneous. I like just, like, doing stuff like change of plans. Okay, let's go do that. That's even better.
Oh.
Like, if something goes wrong.
What?
It's
not a good thing.
Yeah, not necessarily, like.
Being spontaneous is
a
good thing.
No, I think impulsivity is in, like, you do risky behavior without thinking about the consequences.
Oh, like, you have a knife in your hand and you just, whoop.
Whoop.
Whoa.
I'm not a sociopath,
wait,
bro.
I'm not. That escalated.
Wait,
what? Too far.
0 to 100.
Yeah. I don't think I'm a sociopath. It's just
no,
some,
you're not.
Some symptoms.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, you are.
Some symptoms are pretty, like, interesting.
Yeah,
I'm probably like the hardest person to relate to on this podcast.
True.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Thomas is here though, so that means we could go back to anxiety. We're talking about anxiety. Yeah.
Do you guys want to like?
Wait, how was your flu shot?
Yeah.
Terrible. I thought it was gonna hurt, but it wasn't. It didn't hurt.
It wasn't.
I'm still a little scared of needles though. Like, I don't like them.
Was it on the elbow?
Do you have anxiety
it's on my left arm.
From needles?
Okay. This ain't it. Okay. I'm kidding. No, I'm just I just get nervous.
Don't you have like, not okay, not set necessarily like diagnosed, but social anxiety.
Social, because I don't want to like diagnose myself when I'm not fully, like, and when I don't have complete knowledge about like a good understanding of what anxiety is.
Yeah.
So, can you explain it to me, like, social anxiety?
What I kind of searched up and we talked about it earlier in the episode. We were just kind of defining what it is. But I did read that social anxiety is the fear of being embarrassed in a large group of
people. Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's your experience? Super embarrassed?
What?
When I call you out in front of people, you get super mad and embarrassed.
Yeah, like, whenever I'm being put out on the spot and, like, it's too... And especially a large group of people. Oh, God. Like, it makes me feel so bad. Like,
yeah,
it makes me really nervous. It makes me, like, just so mad. And then I sometimes, like, start crying. But, like, yeah. I hate being embarrassed in front of, like, the class. Like, especially in, like, classes. Every time the teacher, like, embarrasses me. Like, it just, it makes me so sad.
And wait, what goes through your mind?
Hey, you're lucky you're not in 10, Ike.
Oh, true.
Well, what, I mean, I just get really...
Like, what happens?
Honestly, I just start getting really emotional, but, like, I just get really mad and frustrated.
Oh, what embarrasses you, like, in what way? It makes you look dumb, or...
Yeah. Well, just in any way, I guess. Like, they make me look dumb. They bring up something I don't want them to bring up. Or, like, they just basically put me on the spot when I don't want that happening.
That sucks. Have you ever had, like, a panic attack where you freak out and you're like, oh, my God, I'm shaking. I'm like...
No, I don't. I don't think I've had a panic attack. I freaked out before, obviously, but I don't think it has never been severe enough for it to be considered, like, a panic attack.
Mm. Well, I know a lot of people wanted us to talk about this problem because they're struggling themselves with it. And I read that school is actually a big reason as to why more teens have been getting diagnosed with anxiety. Because, like, your life never stops. And I read this one article about this one teenager. He was, like, a junior or a senior. And he was taking, like, all AP classes.
Whoa.
He was in sports, extracurricular activities.
That's gonna be me junior year.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And, like, he was doing all that. And his goals were to be the best, right?
Yeah.
He wanted to be good at everything. And he was, like, one of the smartest people. And one day, his parents got a call that he just ran into a wall, like, super fast, like, sprinting into a wall. He just ran into it because he just, like, got so fed up with it. And he was never able to stop working. He always had the next thing he needed to get done. And just one day, he just snapped.
Was he planning to do it, or was it, like, spontaneous? Like, he just decided.
Spontaneous.
Like, he just
snapped. Because it all built up, and then at one point, you're just like, I can't handle it.
It all built up, he just couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it's just, it was probably just too overwhelming for him.
Yeah, he said that, like, he was just, like, after that, he kind of shut in. He went into his room, and he was literally, like, laying in a fetal position and just would not go out of his room. He wouldn't go to school. He said he felt like not good enough. He felt like he wasn't working hard enough. He felt like everything was pointless. He wasn't going to achieve anything. And, like, the college he wanted to go to, he was like, that's a long shot. I'm not even going to make it in anyways. Amen. So he started getting all these thoughts, all this self-doubt. And his mental health started suffering because he was freaking out about not going to school, which made him not want to go to school. So it's like a cycle. It's like a snowball effect. Have you ever had that when you freak out about something? Thinking about what you're not doing makes you not want to do it, so then you don't do it, so it just gets worse and worse.
Yes, homework.
Yeah, I come home and I just think about the homework, and that just makes me like, I'm just not going to do the homework.
And then it stresses you out even more because it's less time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this one dude, he was like getting, you know, he got like his mental health just broke apart. He had a huge breakdown.
Yeah.
Because he started getting like all this anxiety from his assignments and the fact that it never stops. He got overwhelmed and he just broke down. And I think that's especially like interesting to see, because I know there's a lot of people at our high school that take all APs.
Yeah.
And especially this one friend we have. And like...
We all have?
Me and Isaac know him. And Thomas.
Oh, I know who.
You know
I
who?
Know
he's talking about. He's taking, what, like four AP classes? He was taking five, but then his counselors told him it was too many. And he had to take four. Mm. So... he's taking all these AP classes, and he's like, his whole life since like freshman year has been like focused on getting good grades. So he spends all his time doing homework. That's all he does. And last year, he was like stressed out, but you know, he could manage it. But this year, like, you could definitely tell, like, his mental health took a big hit. Like, every time you see him, he's just like mad or just frustrated, and you could see how stressed he is.
One time, like you said, when that guy ran into the wall, he released his anger, and
yeah,
it was really bad.
You want me to say? Okay, so one time, I won't get into detail, but one time, I guess he just like had enough of it, and like he took this, this thing and just started smashing it against like the ground and just completely broke it. And he just kind of like smashed it into the ground and just broke it and just kind of like snapped a bit. And it was like, damn, he's super stressed out. He's literally like, I felt bad because he just, some people kill themselves trying to get perfect grades. They sacrifice their mental health for an A+. And I don't think that's worth it.
It's really sad.
Are you guys going to take all AP next year?
No.
No.
Okay, definitely not. Why do you point me out?
Because you're like the smartest one out of all of us.
I think you're the most like committed and dedicated towards Kayla's like school. Committed.
Yeah.
You're not procrastinating.
Oh my God. No, I do. Yesterday I procrastinated a lot.
You get it done.
Yeah, I have to get it done. I'm not going to take a zero. Oh my God. Wait, what were you saying?
Are you planning AP. On taking all AP next year?
Not all AP, but definitely some.
Like how many? Let's give a rough count.
Four?
Oh my God. That's like three? One.
Three or four.
Because
junior year, my sister, she took four. Uh-huh. And so like, it's kind of like, oh, she can do it. I can do it, you know? Uh-huh. But at the same time, I saw how like stressed out she was and how tired she was.
Was she?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
Oh, man.
My parents, like, they have high expectations in terms of school for them. For me. And so, usually they want me to take as many AP classes as I can. But next year, I'm probably just going to choose, like, two, honestly, or one. Because I started, prioritizing my mental health and like how my happiness should come first before academics and all that, because I don't know, I just think that because I have only one life, I don't want to spend and waste my time doing something I don't like appreciate doing.
Yeah, you gotta take care of yourself first.
Yeah, especially when you're young, like, we're never going to get a chance like this, so it's like, you don't want to waste all your time on school, but that's how life is now. You have to, like, be so good in school in order to have, like, a good future.
Know your limits.
Yes.
If you set yourself, like, too high, you're just setting yourself for failure.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on taking all APs?
Just, like, two.
What about you, Isaac?
For me, I don't know. I'm probably going to take the same ones as Kayla, because my and Kayla's schedule is like similar.
Yeah.
But
we have the same schedule up until second. Oh no, and then fourth. And then that's
we it. Have fourth together.
Yeah, so it's four classes? Four classes.
What AP classes are you planning on taking?
I don't know yet. Just thinking about it just makes me feel stressed out.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know how they say like, oh, junior year is your most important year, and like that just puts so much pressure on like what classes to take and like
I would,
the grades.
I would be like pressured if I didn't have Avid, because like I feel like since I'm in Avid, they'll at least do like tell me something in junior year or senior year. But if I wasn't in it, I'd probably be a lot more stressed because I wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah, next year I think I'm the only one that's just gonna take all regular classes and like no AP classes. Does everyone here want to go to college?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want it as like a backup. I'd probably just not take any APs at all and focus on it when I'm young. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of careers where people commit to it when they're young so that instantly once they're adults, they can just start it.
That's my plan. I don't want to go to college. My plan
I don't want to go to college either, but I think it's like kind of, I don't really have an option because of my family.
Yeah, I told my mom about it and she said she's okay with it. She supports me. She would like me to go to college, but if I know what I'm doing, then she'll support that.
Aww.
I don't think it's worth it too. I don't think grades will ever be as important or more important than mental health, for sure. And to the people listening, if you can't handle your classes, you shouldn't feel pressured to have to do them. Because in the end, your mental health will always be more important than any of your grades. And I know sometimes that's hard for people because their parents like literally require them to take those classes. But I think if you're able to, you should definitely like sit down with them and tell them what you really feel. Anyways, I just think you should never, ever sacrifice your mental health for grades. It's not a good move. Even if, just don't do it, please. It's, your mental health's important. You're important. You need to take care of yourself. You need to prioritize yourself because you only have one life and you are valued much higher than anything else. And I mean, I also think that time management is a big part of it.
Yes.
The biggest part, if you really can't, if you have to take all those classes, focus on time management. Don't procrastinate. Get everything done, and you'll have enough time to take care of your mental health. If not, just take a day off. Take a day where you just relax, you just treat yourself, and just think about happy things.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat
yourself. Anyways, it's question time. Yay. Should we have a jingle for question
time? That's what I was thinking. Oh my God.
First question is by JSC6412. And they asked, do you guys ever feel like you have to overwork yourself or that you don't deserve success? Like, almost always, I'll put so much work into school, and I feel like if I don't, I deserve to crash and burn.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wait, what?
That's crazy.
Hold up.
Basically, they're asking, like, do you guys ever feel like you're not working hard enough or, like, you don't deserve your grades because you feel like you're not working hard enough for them? You feel like you need to work harder, do more, and all that.
Is that really what the question is asking?
Do you want me to read it again?
Yeah, please.
So, do you guys ever feel like you have to overwork yourself or you don't deserve success?
Oh, so like how like things come easy for you and you just don't feel like you deserve that?
No.
You need to push yourself.
I think she feels like she's not pushing herself hard enough.
Exactly.
And she doesn't deserve the success because she's not working as hard as she should.
If she's like achieving success, and but like even though she's not working hard, like that just means she's like
smart.
I mean, yeah. Be happy that you got those successes.
If she wants to have more of like a challenge, then honestly,
but she's talking about like us though.
Oh,
she's asking us.
Well, that. I mean,
how do we feel about it?
I always do a lot for some of my classes, but sometimes it ends up being like I end up getting the same score that someone else got, but they didn't put in as much work. And that just makes me really.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That happens. That happened to me today. Yeah, my friend was mad because I didn't have time to study. Yeah, I still got the same score as them, and they were studying.
Damn. Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
It is, honestly. And I'm just like, why am I wasting my time? Yeah, but at the same time, maybe, like, it's just like.
There's a lot of factors, huh? Because, like, what if I was paying attention in class and they weren't, but they studied?
That's true.
I did it.
So many factors.
How do you feel, Kayla? Do you think you like, you feel like you could be working harder?
No. I think that right now I'm content with how I'm doing, but I feel like if like one of my grades were to drop, because it mostly depends on tests. So like, I don't understand how I would raise it back up because there's no retakes.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody deserves success, you know, like everybody mm-hmm. deserves, you know, to
the opportunity.
Yes, for sure. But sometimes, well, right now, well, I feel like sometimes people do feel overworked. I think that's just common if you're mm-hmm. taking like all these hard classes.
I mean, the way I think of it is I always feel like I'm not working hard enough. Like, no matter how much I do or how much success I come across, I look at other people that are more successful than me, and I'm all like, if they could do it, I could do it too. So I'm not working
hard. Yeah, enough. I agree with what Gael said. Like, sometimes seeing what other people are doing, I'm just like, well, if they can do it, I can do it, you know? But then sometimes mm-hmm. it's just like different limits and like,
I don't believe in that. I just believe
limits?
That like
you set your own limits.
Yeah, like I see other 15-year-olds that are rich and just super famous or like are super smart. I'm like, if they could do it, then I could do the same. There's no reason why I shouldn't. So then like, I guess I always do feel like I need to do more, and I don't deserve, or I need to be more successful because I'm not happy with like what I'm doing. Do you have anything to say, Mark?
That's a good way of thinking. Because you push yourself.
Yeah.
But what if you push yourself overboard?
Well, you should know. You should know. You should know your limits, of course. But always push yourself. Next question. So I have two best friends, and they have so much drama between them, and they don't like each other. We used to be able to all hang out, and now I feel like I have to choose between them. What do I do?
I feel like that has happened with me before.
And what did you do?
What I did?
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously they probably already attempted to, like, get them back together, right? They said that?
No.
Oh. Well, first, try to get them back, you know, to a close bond. But obviously, like, if you can't, you can't. And it's out of your control. So, at that point, you might just have to choose. Like, if you can't fix their relationship, then you can, you can just be friends with both. Like, honestly, they can't get mad at that. But if you really don't want to, like, have that kind of drama, then maybe just choose one. I don't know.
All right.
Just be friends with both would be my advice.
How about you, Isaac?
I want to just say what I said, but it really depends. Okay, it depends on, like, the severity of...
Severity, excuse me,
Gael. Of the problem. So like, if they had like really bad drama, then of course obviously it's going to be a lot harder to get them back together. But I think my advice is, like Thomas said, really try to get them back together. If they're your best friends, then obviously I'm pretty sure that person would do anything they could to get them back together. And just don't ignore the problem, because I've experienced this before, and they wanted to get back together as friends, but they don't really try themselves. They just want them to figure it out themselves. Mm. So, like, really try to go over the top with getting them back together yourself.
Next question is, let's not say the name, let's keep them anonymous.
Okay.
So, my friends think I'm addicted to my phone, when in reality, it's like a coping mechanism for when my anxiety gets really bad. Of course, I have other mechanisms, but if I need to distract myself, I'll play games on my phone, or sometimes they take it and start going through it, and I have nothing to hide, but what if they try to use my things as blackmail? I've had people do that to me before, and honestly, as much as I love my friends, I don't trust them all that well.
Confront them, like, be upfront, like, tell them that you don't appreciate what they're doing, and if they don't stop, then... don't be their friend, because, like, true friends would actually understand, like, boundaries and stuff.
Communicate.
And you'd be, like, if they're your true friends, you'd be comfortable with them, right? So you'd be able to explain why you'd be on your phone.
And it's not like playing games and being on your phone is like a bad coping mechanism.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it is. As long as like, it's like, I don't know. As long as you're not hurting anyone else and it isn't like just making the problem worse, then like, I think any coping mechanism is fine. It just depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want to just quickly say, like, going back to anxiety, just make sure you have a good, healthy coping mechanism. If you're ever anxious and just start freaking out, find something that relaxes you. Paint, exercise, anything. Go to, like, a pool and just swim peacefully, because that's really important. Anyways.
Next question. The question is, what do you think is the best and worst part about having a crush?
Yeah, it gets awkward.
I had a crush in like 2 years, so I don't know. You guys say it.
So having a crush, you know, you want to do everything you can to impress them. Yes. So you go all out. You just overachieve. But the negatives are sometimes you overthink and you can get stressed out. You can get stressed out due to like thinking you didn't meet their standards or their expectations. And, like, there's way too many things, like, you're worrying about in school than, like, having a crush.
Being, like, having a crush is fun and all because you're young and you have those idealistics about love. But it also, like, keeps you distracted a lot of the times. Like, it, because then your mind is always on them and that can make it harder for you to focus on, like, your homework and just other activities. Like, I know it happens to me a lot.
I agree.
What about you, Mark? Because I know you're the big crusher.
A big crusher? Fuck. You just have a lot of crushes.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Mark has multiple crushes at the same time.
No, oh my god.
God.
Damn. Mark, don't you lie to me? I know you are. No, Mark. No, well, Mark, it's okay.
Take your time. Take your time.
Are you talking to yourself?
Or he just gets over them really quickly.
Okay, let Mark speak for himself.
Take your time. Like, here's some advice. Yeah, take your time. And
okay, you're telling.
And
okay, I'm sorry, but
I know.
Say something, dude.
Mark literally rushes into relationships. He thinks if the person he likes doesn't like him back, he will literally like be like, "Hey, what are you doing? Why don't you like me? What the heck?"
No, yeah, it's to true. Myself. It's to myself. What do
this
you
isn't
mean?
Moving anywhere. I'm gonna drop it.
I'm done.
Whoa,
I'm done.
Like,
it's stupid.
Hold up.
It takes
time. I tell
time.
Him to take it slow, but
sorry,
he doesn't
I just never
understand
did that before.
Getting to know someone.
I just never
you get
did that
to
before.
Know them. You don't try to like,
go.
Can I get a hug? Or like,
oh, I see that.
Yeah. Hey, I never said that.
You didn't have to pop
I'm just,
up like
I'm
that.
Just exaggerating, but like seriously, like give them a chance to get to know you. They're not going to instantly
I'm sorry,
like
I just never
perfect.
Did it. Let me talk. Let me talk.
Oh,
I just never,
oh my god, okay, I'm sorry.
Let me talk. I just never did it before.
I'm just passionate
and
about
I,
this.
The only way I knew how was taking it fast. And I know it's bad, but sometimes, like, I kind of doubt myself. And like, if I don't see any progress, I just kind of, like, blame it on myself.
You get discouraged?
Yes. And... Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Damn it, Mark. You and your expectations.
It sucks.
We need to dedicate
don't worry,
an episode
Mark. There's a lot
Mark's
of girls that would be lucky to have you.
I don't...
Yeah, you're amazing, Mark.
You a man.
You're a man.
You a man.
Yeah, Mark sucks. Has really good features besides the fact he's very impatient.
Yeah.
But, like, anyone...
Just take your time. That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Someone should snatch him.
Wig.
Okay. Those are all the questions we have for today, because this is a long podcast. So, announcements. Oh, remember last episode at the end, I told you guys if you wanted to see what we did after the podcast, look at my channel. Well, that vlog is now up. So if you want to see all of us at the homecoming football game, then go to my channel. Just go to my Instagram guy later and click on the link and you'll see it. Anyways, besides that.
Wow, that's all promo.
Oh yeah, quick plug. Sorry about that. But you know. I figured you guys might be interested. Besides that, thank you for like almost 7,000 followers. We're like 6,000 2 days ago. We're like at 6.8.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's so many of you listening, and you want to know what happened?
We need to shout out Leilani.
Yeah.
Dude, Leilani, she's so fucking
sweet. I know. She's like, good
shit. Dude, I love Leilani. Oh,
like, Leilani, if you're hearing this, just know that you're the sweetest person on earth. So sweet. And you're so sweet and nice to everybody.
She's so amusing. I love
her. I know. And she's so positive. So
even with like sad, she's so positive. I love Leilani.
I know. Thank you, Leilani. That's a huge shout out to you. I know. You're so nice. Like,
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, huge shout out to just Leilani, Kelly, and everyone else that supports us. Because you're all so nice. Dude, oh my god, you know what was crazy? Okay, so this one girl DM'd us and she was like, you guys are super popular at our school. Like, everyone's talking about you and like my friends listen to you guys. And that was so cool. Weird to think about. Like, at our school, like, not that many people know about it. But like, there's some schools where people like...
It's everywhere.
I know.
It's crazy to think about.
Oh, I love when people send us like messages like that are so supportive.
Sweet.
It makes me so happy.
Thank you. The support has been really overwhelming.
Which means you should gas up the reset.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding. Anyways, yeah. Thank you guys so much for the support. We appreciate every single one of you. Let us know if you enjoyed this podcast. Give us your thoughts. I really like seeing those. Tell us what you think about the podcast. Like, what did you relate to? Well, you know, just whatever you thought about it. What else? Oh yeah, in 2 weeks, hopefully during Halloween time, we want to do a special episode where we're just gonna say scary stories and put like spooky music. So
and just scare each other.
We're about to remix our little jingle.
Yeah, our jingle. Oh my god, our owls, remix owls with stuff. Owls and stuff. That'd be cool. Anyways, yeah.
I'm sorry, your voice cracked.
It wasn't a crack. Was it? Oh man, I don't know. Anyways, is that everything?
Also, I apologize for not being able to really be here for the podcast except for like the questions, but I feel like I didn't really have that much like insight to offer since I don't really suffer with anxiety that much. But yeah, thank you.
We missed your voice.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for supporting us every single day. Every time we upload, the support is incredible and overwhelming. And we love every single one of you. So, with that said, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye.